All right, y'all. It's Mike Styles back at it with another one. Thanks for tapping in and checking me out. So look, before you jump into action, and this is with anything, before you jump into action all fast in a hurry, slow down a little bit, you know? Don't act on emotion. So this next one that I'm about to show y'all, this is coming out of Miami. And I think this is just an example of how our thoughts and then the actions that we take based on our thoughts can land us in some trouble, right? So yeah, let me load this one up. And as usual, I'm gonna give you my thoughts about the situation.
Also now at 4:30, an off-campus confrontation ends with a 12-year-old student getting hit by a car.
And police say it was his own mother who was behind the wheel, and she was aiming for her son's classmate. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live in Miami with what is absolutely going to be a shocking story, Roy.
Well, Christy and Louie, the good news here is that 12-year-old who was injured is expected to be okay. In court, we learned that this mother was simply trying to protect her son, but the judge says she may have gone about all of this in the wrong way, and now she's paying the price behind bars.
That's crazy. That's not thinking.
Parents whose children attend Jesse McRae Elementary School concerned after hearing a mother attempted to run over children with her vehicle Monday.
She should be prosecuted for that.
And she is.
You were arrested for aggravated battery and 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
In a green vest, 33.
Wait, hold on. So, first of all, why did they have her in that green safety vest? I mean, is that just standard protocol? Because I always thought that was for people who may be at risk of harming themselves. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, but anyway.
Judge, a day after City of Miami police said she tried to run down two children, her 12-year-old son said we're trying to jump him.
Damn. So her son's being threatened by other kids who allegedly had firearms. So she
in court, we learned Samuel first thought one of the children attacking her son was armed, but when she...
So where did she get that information that would lead her to think that one of these kids had a gun, right? And see, that's the thing, rushing in, jumping into action with little to no information. Now, look, I know she wanted to protect her child because as parents, you have that right to defend your children, your loved ones, you know, when they're in danger and their lives are being threatened. But I don't know, man. She just kind of went all the way in and really didn't know what was going on.
Sped toward the group. Police said she ended up hitting her own child.
She actually hit her kid with a car, and then she tried to run over the kids that her son was fighting with.
You got to think before you react. I understand the situation going like it's going, but if you take that little moment to think, she could have easily got out of the car and, you know, defused the situation versus using the car.
Yeah, so like this gentleman saying right here, you could have got out the car. You could have parked the car, got out. Maybe, you know, taking some time to kind of find out what was going on. I mean, if you pull up and they still jumping on your son as you pull up, I mean, you know, you pull up and I don't know, man, just, you know, anything but taking the car, and running people over. Cause I know growing up, there were a lot of times when kids would be fighting in the street, and maybe a neighbor or somebody else, you know, somebody else's parents would pull up and hop out their car, tell them to knock it off. Shoot, I even seen some people, they pull up and they started pulling kids off this one kid. But, you know, taking a car and driving it into the kids, I mean, that's just not the way to go. And then to make things worse, she ran over her own son in the process. So that's crazy.
In the arrest report I obtained, it states moments after striking her son and injuring him, the two get back into her car and she chases down the other two children to their home just blocks away.
And she chased
While no
down.
One was home, it's Samuel now facing multiple charges that include aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Wow.
Fortunately, none of the children involved were seriously injured, but its parents just hopeful adults will be more responsible. Instead of contributing to violence, they should be teaching their children to avoid.
It's better ways. You got resource officers.
Yeah, there are better ways to handle that situation, man.
Especially
that
these kids.
I got this jet flying over.
And in addition to those aggravated battery and aggravated assault charges, that mother is also facing a charge of culpable negligence. She is now being held on an $11,000 bond that she still has yet to post. We should also mention that no firearms were ever recovered. For now, here in the city of Miami, Roy Ramos, Local 10 News.
Also now at 4:30.
All right, so so you saw what was going on. And then on top of all that, after she took the car and ran the kids over, ran over her own son. On top of that, a gun was never found. So, you know, to me, I think she just, I don't know, man. I think she acted on emotion and impulse. You know what I mean? Now, to play devil's advocate, I mean, going back to, you know, people pulling up and telling these kids to knock it off, you know, when they fighting in the streets and everything, you know, a lot of people won't get involved, you know, because they probably think or probably think the same thing that this lady thought, you know, thinking that one of these kids might have a gun on them. And I mean, that is a strong possibility. You know, some kids now have been known to be walking around with guns on them. But let me tell you something about our thoughts, though. As helpful as our thoughts can be, our thoughts can also be harmful, because our thoughts aren't always facts. Our thoughts can be shaped by our past experiences and belief systems. Our thoughts are what we use to try to make sense of the world and the environment that we live in. And our thoughts sometimes, they don't represent what's true about the world. And so we end up assuming the worst case scenarios. And I believe that's what she probably did in that situation, which was to assume the worst. And you got to be careful with that, because not every kid that's walking around out here, not every kid is carrying a gun on them. Even though we've seen stories from all over in cities like in that story in Miami, New York, LA, Atlanta, Chicago, and everywhere in between, where it makes it seem that way, but you have to question it and you have to ask yourself, is that a reality? For some, I mean, yeah, that may be a reality, but it's not a reality for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that you have to take things lightly or whatever. But at the same time, don't be so quick to assume the worst, because by doing that, in this situation, this woman has found herself in a boatload of trouble. And I think she's very fortunate that she didn't run those kids over, with the vehicle, and she didn't take the lives of those other kids and the life of her own child. Because if that did happen, then I think she would be in a lot more trouble than what she is in now. So just a little something to think about. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care, stay safe. Peace, y'all.